I didn't realize that the weight of my body on top of the rattlesnake was keeping it from striking. But at the time, I was pretty much in a how do I get out of this one kind of a mode. That's not unlike the storm the disciples found themselves in, or the one we're in right now. Hi, I'm Terry Hartica, and this is a new podcast entitled Life Journeys. Over the last 40 years in ministry, I've majored in making sense out of the trials in life, and I've got a lot of stories for you. God has a purpose for trials that is seldom about the trial itself. We're facing that now in this pandemic, and I've felt compelled to reach out and encourage others with what I've learned, often the hard way. In my military days, I once found myself on the hunt for a wild boar. These 400 to 600 pound European boar can run like a deer, dodge like a rabbit, and can be very dangerous. But my fear was what was transpiring underneath me as I sat cross-legged in the tall grass with my required backup, a ranger from Minnesota. I felt like a rookie when I mentioned something moving underneath me. Then, we both looked down again and saw the head of a rattlesnake hovering over the zipper on my pants. Today, it's kind of like we're sitting on a rattlesnake. The psalmist said, there they were in great fear where no fear was. When it literally happened to me, it was days before I realized that my body weight had kept that rattler from striking. This was just like the disciples in the storm. Jesus was with them, and he's with you, and there's nothing I can conceive of whereby he would tell you, you'd be wise to be afraid here. John says that when they took Jesus into the boat, they immediately got to where they were going. He often chooses to teach us in the storm, and taking him into our boat, our life, is going to be the only way that we will get to where we need to be. The other day, a verse jumped off the page at me. Jesus came to the disciples after his resurrection. They had gathered in fear for their lives, and he simply said, peace be unto you. If there's one thing he's saying to all of us during this viral storm, it would be at peace. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus told us that when the storms of life come, make sure your house is built on the rock. Now understand that God has a purpose for these storms, just like the one he had for the disciples. Jesus said, when the storms come, not if the storms come. I've learned this about storms, and I'm still learning it. It's important to have more respect for what God intends to do instead of having so much respect for what the coronavirus will do to our health, our jobs, our families, and our future. I have no doubt that this is America's only answer. It's encouraging to me to tell you this. The storm that threatened the men in the boat was in greater danger because of the man in the boat. Is there a place here where the disciples could have exercised their own faith and commanded the storm? That may be an implication from Jesus' rebuke of them. Where's your faith? Why are you afraid? Or did anything need to be done at all? Were they supposed to just ride it out and go take a nap like Jesus was napping? It probably doesn't matter what they did. So often we live in fear because we think we should be doing something, but we don't know what to do. Or perhaps someone is sick and we spend all of our energy trying to figure out what our next move should be. Listen, faith doesn't need a next move. Faith doesn't have to incessantly ask, what did we miss? What did we do wrong? What should we do next? The point is the condition of faith or of fear. That's what Jesus addresses. He didn't say, you could have thrown out an anchor, you know. you could have made for shore in peace. You could have just waited it out. Whatever they could have done, they should have done in faith. It's not as if they could have done the wrong thing, even if they were fully trusting Jesus. Whatever you do in a time of crisis, do it from a place of faith in God, not faith in what you decided to do. These disciples probably would have never thought to just speak to the storm themselves, but give them some credit here. They did come to Jesus and ask for help. He didn't let them drown or lose the boat because they were asking in fear instead of faith either. This was a point of testing for the sake of their growth. The disciples didn't blame the one who led them into the storm either. Training for greater faith requires a heart that is not quickly ready to accuse, criticize, or complain. Neither the government or this virus is really our greatest problem. Here's a life lesson during this pandemic. Whether we're concerned about government agendas, conspiracy theories, the collapse of our nation, losing our income, or getting sick, God has let it happen for a reason. And though we are imperfect people, our worrying or protesting isn't going to change much of anything. We need to trust God and learn what He's teaching us. He said, "You have been given power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm you." I'll never forget how I learned how true that is. That evening when I was hunting, I finally just rolled back off that snake as fast as I could, and he just crawled off. In our present problem, we would benefit greatly by facing the real issue here. It's developing our ability to address life's problems with God's solutions instead of our own. God has helped you many times before, hasn't He? Remember that tight spot you were in? You made it through. And just like then, everything may not have turned out all right, but however it turned out, you were all right. And so it's going to be in these coming days. Though it's hard, it is not impossible. Remember, Jesus is the author of your faith. You aren't. You don't have to work it up. Just ask Him, and He is going to help you.